Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about Acts 6. In those days, when the disciples were increasing in number, the Grecian Jews among them began to grumble against the Hebraic Jews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 summoned all the disciples and said, "It is unacceptable for us to neglect the word of God in order to wait on tables. Therefore, brothers, select from among you 7 men confirmed to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will assign this responsibility to them, and we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." This proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, as well as Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas from Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these 7 to the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. So the word of God continued to spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem grew rapidly, and a great number of priests became obedient to the faith. Now Stephen, who was full of grace and power, was performing great wonders and signs among the people. But resistance arose from what was called the synagogue of the freedmen, including Cyrenians, Alexandrians, and men from the provinces of Cilicia and Asia. They disputed with Stephen, but they could not stand up to his wisdom or the spirit by whom he spoke. Then they prompted some men to say, "We heard Stephen speak words of blasphemy against Moses and against God." So they stirred up the people, elders, and scribes, and confronted Stephen. They seized him and brought him before the Sanhedrin, where they presented false witnesses who said, "This man never stops speaking against this holy place and against the law. For we have heard him say that Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and change the customs that Moses handed down to us." All who were sitting in the Sanhedrin looked intently at Stephen, and they saw that his face was like the face of an angel. This is God's word. Every growing church experiences growing pains. It is a good problem to have because it means that the Lord is working and blessing his word. Acts 6:1 continues to describe the growth of the first church, the church in Jerusalem. Part of growing as a church, however, is dealing with growing pains. These are the problems that result when a church has more people and, therefore, more needs than the leaders of the church can handle. The early church in Jerusalem experienced this, too. Verse 1 says that because the church was growing in numbers, some of the Gentile widows were not being cared for by the church like they once had been. That resulted in complaints, and the apostles had to address the situation. What are some ways they could have addressed the situation and responded to the discontent? Well, first, they could have just denied it. Denial is one. They could have just refused to acknowledge the problem. Second, excuses. The apostles could have said, "We're just 12 men and are doing the best we can with the time and resources we have." Third, blame shifting. They could have said, "If you took more responsibility for the widows on your own, the church wouldn't have to care for them." Four is time management. The apostles could have chosen to spend more time serving the widows and less time in prayer and the word. Actually, that's what they knew would happen unless they found another way to meet the needs. You can see verse 2 for that. Fortunately, the apostles didn't fall into any of these traps. Instead, they decided to enlist godly men around them. These men were chosen to take responsibility for meeting the needs of these widows. You can see Acts chapter 6, verses 2 and 3. That gave a place of service to these believers. It also helped the apostles stay focused. According to verse 3b and 4, which says this in the NIV, "We will turn this responsibility over to them and will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word." We don't know for sure, but many scholars think this is the beginning of the office of deacon in the church. The result of the focus and diligent service of these first deacons was that the church grew even more. Verse 7 says, "So the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith." When people are focused on one ministry objective and work diligently toward that objective, God entrusts more people to their care. But it was essential for people in the church to be willing to help when they were asked. Every church needs committed believers who will give what time they have to serving the Lord. Have you found a place of service in your church? Are you willing to serve where needed when you are asked? Are you willing to volunteer when you see a need instead of waiting for someone else to do it or waiting for someone to ask you? This is one of the best ways you can help the church to grow, because it allows the elders of the church to focus on prayer and the ministry of God's word, as verse 2 says. So where's your place of ministry? And if you don't have one, where are you going to look to get involved in serving the Lord in the church? If you found this devotional was helpful, go to my website, dailypbj.com/subscribe, and subscribe to receive them every day for free in your email. And please help me with financial support if you're able to do so. Go to dailypbj.com/support for that. And please share this with someone else, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. I hope you have a great day today.